así. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 86, the three stanzas. Let all the earth Jehovah fear. Let all that dwell both far and near in awe before him stand. And what follows, Psalter 86, the three stanzas. portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in James 5. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Judges 5. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the labors which have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Most merciful Lord, when by renewal on this Sabbath day we attempt to draw nigh unto thee with our unclean lips, with thee who were clothed with honor and with such great majesty, may it also please thee by thy Spirit to clothe us with that profound reverence and that deep humility, with profound impressions of thy greatness, but also of our unworthiness. And we have heard it out of thy holy word, of that fervent and persevering prayer which thou granteth unto thy church. And then we must confess that of self, that we are so prayerless and so thankless. And to that end, may it please thee to grant the spirit of prayer and of supplication. And thou hast a people upon the earth that learn the great need of thy dear Son as that praying and thanking high priest. May we then be administered out of thy fullness and to receive that free access at thy throne of grace, with deep impressions of our manifold and great needs, temporally, above spiritually, but also that it may be impressed upon our hearts that thou wert able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think, and that in the way of true saving faith, and it can only be answered through the meritorial work of thy dear Son, Lord, we humbly ask thee that thou may richly dwell amongst us, that it may please thee to open thy word, and that thy word may be blessed for the conversion of sinners, for the instruction, the edification, the comfort, the encouragement, and the correction of thy children, each according to their several needs. Thou knowest most perfectly how that each soul has come up in this afternoon hour, from the youngest to the oldest, when it was only form and duty. Wilt thou bind the need upon the souls, and when there have come up poor and needy souls, hungering and thirsting after righteousness, ah, Lord, put them not to shame, that there may yet be food in thy house, and that it may be for the gladness of souls. We commend this people unto thee. Remember the consistory with thy servant. Make him a rich blessing among this people, and wilt thou also grant help for this afternoon hour. We commend thy church unto thee, the length and the breadth of the earth, the established churches, the persecuted church, the beloved for the Father's sake, all mission work, also our mission field. And wilt thou help and remember thy servant and the team? We commend unto thee Bible translators, thy word that may be placed in the prisons. It all awaits for thy indispensable blessing. Do bless thy holy word amongst us in the family circles. Help fathers and mothers to that end. Bless thy word in the church, and do bless thy holy word in our Christian school. Wilt thou continue to help those that may labor therein? Grant traveling mercies. We commend unto thee all the temporal needs. Do remember all the mourning ones, the elderly ones in the evening of their life. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care in special ways? We commend unto thee crosses and burdens, the handicapped ones. Bless the family circles. May love abound. Thy word have a central place. Those that struggle with addictions and temptations, wilt thou help and deliver them. Lord, continue to supply our daily bread. May acknowledge thee for the showers which thou hast given. Wilt thou also grant the showers of thy Spirit in this afternoon hour? And then we commend unto thee our country. The past week has been a solemn and an important week. It was a week of elections. Great multitudes have come out and cast their votes. But, ah, Lord, the majority has not voted for thee, for thy word, for thy law, for the Sabbath day, the honoring of the seventh commandment. They have not voted for the unborn and for the elderly. Then truly, then we must say with the prophet of old, Woe unto us that we have sinned. The crown is fallen from our head. Thou hast given unto us such a rich country, a country flowing with milk and honey, from the east coast to the west. In former days, thy word had a place nearly all the family circles, in the schools, in the governments, and in the courts. But we have turned our back upon thee. Then thy judgments, then they are hanging so low over the earth. And our Lord, who sees it, who perceives it, who is burdened thereunder, and who comes in the guilt as a Daniel of old. And thou wast written in thy word that the time is come, thy judgment must begin at the house of God. Lord, may we be given to see the seriousness of the times. Grant repentance unto thy church, and that for us and our dear children, there may be a hastening for our life's sake. Oh, to find that blessed place of shelter under the wings of Emmanuel, by thy free and sovereign grace. We commend unto thee the Prime Minister, our Lord. May thou open his eyes that he may be given to see. Remember all those that have been elected, also those that do still open thy word, who have learned to bow their knees. Wilt thou grant strength and courage? Wilt thou grant unto us and our dear children, that we may be more a praying and a begging people in our Lord, than how good thou art. Thou grantest so many blessings above most of the people upon the face of the earth. And then in this day, then we could come freely, unhindered to thy house, and a difference with so many. May it then be thy goodness that brings us closer to thy word and closer to the throne. Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy help, a few simple words to speak. May thy word go forth with power divine. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 123, the three stanzas. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within and what follows. Psalter 123, the three stanzas. Thank you. in this afternoon hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in James 5, the 9th verse, the last part, where God's word and our text reads thus, "Behold, the judge standeth before the door." Our text words speak of, "Behold, the judge standeth before the door," with four thoughts. In the first place, the supreme judge. Secondly, the all-seeing judge. Thirdly, the long-suffering judge. And in the fourth place, the executing judge. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. The supreme judge, the all-seeing judge, the long-suffering judge, and the executing judge. Beloved hearers, the past week has been a week of elections in our country. Great multitudes, they have went to the polling booth and have cast their votes. The outcome is known, that for the majority, that they have not voted for the Lord, who is the supreme governor in the heavens and upon the earth. Then also in the time of elections, and also in the past week, how often by our leaders was the name of the Lord mentioned. How often his word, his law, was there still heard of sin, of guilt, of repentance, a calling the nation back to the Lord. Must we not say, with the prophet Jeremiah in the Lamentations, chapter 5, verse 16, "Woe unto us that we have sinned, the crown is fallen from our head." And our congregation, boys and girls, young people and older ones, we are also people of this country. There is national sin, national guilt, and when there is no repentance, then there shall come national punishment. And how do we live with it? Has there yet been sorrow in the past week? Have we been on our knees? We can speak of the dark times and of the great multiplying of sin, but how do we live with it? And the Lord is not an idle onlooker, and not to discourage young and old, but that we may be given to see it, and cry mightily unto the living God, that we may receive a hiding place under the sheltering wings of Emmanuel. We live in such solemn times, and we can get so used to all the sins of our time. If 25 years ago all the things would have taken place that take place in our day, then the country would have been upset. But it seems, oh, may the Lord remember us and our children. And now our text says, behold, the judge standeth before the door. To make it simple for our boys and girls, then we picture a government building with different offices, with a judge that records in his book the sins of a people, in a country, people that have been arrested. And then there comes a time that the judge shall leave his office, and that he comes to the door, that he appears, that he pronounces judgment, and that there are many officers that shall execute that judgment. The book of James speaks of faith, of the trials of faith. We have also heard it out of the 5th chapter of the patient of the church of God. But James also stresses the fruits of faith, because people, when the Lord works by His Spirit, boys and girls, when He grants a new heart, then it becomes so different. Can be true. Many times in the beginning can be so many questions, so many riddles, such a mysterious and astonishing. It is a supernatural work. Oh, that people know that it has become different. And children are not born speaking, but they are born crying. But then it becomes evident in our life. And now in the context of behold, the judge standeth before the door, then in the first place, who is the judge that our text is speaking of? We read in Psalm 2, the first verses, why do the heathens rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth have set themselves against the Lord and against His anointed. Let us break His cords asunder, cast His cords from us. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh, and the Lord shall put him in disarray. And then in verse 6, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Thus in our text, then the judge is the Lord Jesus Christ. We read in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24, Then cometh the end. When shall that be, boys and girls? When shall the end of the world come? Why is the world not yet finished? Because there are still boys and girls, young people and older ones, that are written in the book of life that must be converted. And then, boys and girls, then you must ask earnestly that that may take place in your life, to receive a new heart that loves the Lord, hates sin, and that needs to be washed in the precious blood of his dear Son. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. When we read in our text, behold, the judge standeth at the door, then in the first place, in the context, that the Lord shall take it up for his church, and that he shall punish the wicked. It's the comfort for the church of Jesus Christ. Also refers, we read in the scriptures, that at the end, that the judge shall come upon the clouds of heaven to judge the quick and the dead. But then our text words, when we compare scripture with scripture, then our text words also have reference that the Lord is judge, is king, that he comes to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their sins. And in that context, we hope to consider it in this afternoon. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Then this judge is king. He has his throne in the heavens, so majestic and glorious. Not a sinner that can stand in his sight. He is so just, so pure, that he cannot overlook sin. He is not only a just judge and king, but he is also the Almighty King, the Creator and the Upholder of the heavens and of the earth. Thus the judge can be here in the time that the judge pronounces judgment, but that there is not power to fully execute his pronouncement. But so it is not with this judge. But congregation, not only just, almighty, oh, he is merciful and good. How privileged we and our children are. But he is merciful that through the proclamation of his word, that he still holds out the white flag of peace, still offers peace and pardon for poor and needy sinners that have sinned everything away, can consider our text personally, for the family circles, for the church, and for our nation. May I ask you, congregation, How is it with the judge? How is it with the king? What relationship do you stand with him? Two ways, read thereof in Matthew 7, the verses 13 and 14. Two ways, two peoples, and two eternal destinations. And then we read, by nature, then we are on that Broadway. Is that not a terrible thing? To live at enmity with this judge, who was given unto us and our children his holy word. Do you think we shall ever win congregation? You know the answer with your mind. Then we see how deeply we have fallen in our covenant at Adam, that we can live so easy in our unconverted state. And people of God, must we say in these times that we can let our fellow travelers leave them lie in their lost condition? No, we cannot convert them. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. But also concerning the signs of the times, that the Lord is provoked, the judge is angered by the sins of our nation. Or do you think, congregation, that the judge, that is our second thought, the all-seeing judge, do you think that the Lord does not know it, does not see it, does not record it, where every day so many unborn children are murdered in their mother's womb, and that blood that crieth for vengeance? When we consider the judge, the king, what a rich land that he has given unto us. Surely a land flowing of milk and honey from the east to the west. Country of minerals, of oils. A country of opportunities. The immigrants from the Netherlands, tomorrow, for the Netherlands shall be a day of remembrance. 80 years shall be when the Netherlands was freed from the yoke of the Germans. Then how seriously the Lord has spoken to the whole earth. World War I, World War II, what a deaths, what a suffering. Many widows, many that have lost their sons, also from the country of Canada. Then in former days, the Lord has blessed us so richly. We have been used together with the United States of America to, by the Lord's help, bring an end to the two world wars. How the Lord has blessed us as immigrants, maybe never former generations, most of us do not know of national calamities and of wars. The Lord has prospered us, but where has it brought us? Do I not read in Romans 2 verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of the Lord bringeth thee to repentance? As the Lord's goodness, his prosperity which he so freely and richly granted, does not mean there are no trials, but has it brought us closer to his word and closer to the throne? Behold, the judge standeth before the door. The Lord records everything, everywhere present, all-knowing. Psalmist has so clearly spoken thereof in Psalm 139. When we think of the middle 1800s, Second Awakening, and then the Lord has richly blessed his word, poured out his spirit, first in Eastern Canada, and then from Ontario, then missionaries were sent out. Good to read about it. A Reverend Edward Young, Manitoba. Reverend James Evans, working under the umbrella of the Hudson Bay Company. A Crosby in Chilliwack. And how richly the Lord has blessed his word among the white man, among the Indians. Oh, that those Indians, in their broken language, in their broken English, that they could so clearly tell how that they have become the sinner, not only a sinner, a lost and a hell-worthy sinner, but how the gospel of Jesus Christ has been opened unto them. When we think of our country, what a central place. No, young people, it was not perfect. Must not idolize the times too much. Oh, we may tell you that the judge is still the same, and he is still gathering his church. He sitteth at the right hand of the Father. But what a central place God's word had in the family circles, public schools, government buildings, and the courts. How that the Lord's Day was honored. John Patton, the missionary that was sent out to the South Sea Islands. And then in 1900, he has traveled many different places, telling the people of the wonderful works that the Lord has done also on those islands. And then when he came to the largest city of Canada, Toronto, he has written in his book, nice book for our families to read, that he had not come across one city in the whole world where the Lord's Day was kept so strictly, not forced, but respect for God's word. Oh, we could mention many things. Must we not say, alas, alas, woe unto us that we have sinned. The seventh commandment. When I was young, boys and girls, we did not have Christian school. But all the children, they had their original parents, the public school. Then we see how far that we have fallen. Transgenderism, behold, the judge standeth at the door. The Lord is not an idle onlooker. Tis all recorded in the heavens. And when we examine the scriptures, for a people, a nation that has forgotten the Lord, trampled upon his word, then there came a time that the judge has executed judgment. When we read the book of Revelation, then what solemn things we read. Oh, who shall live? When the Lord comes with his judgments, the Lord will not be mocked. The Lord is holy. The Lord is righteous. Does not mean that there is no religion left, but alas, alas, in congregation we never say that we are the only denomination that have the truth. No, but how much religion there is that is self-centered, that is man-centered, a religion that tries to make their people feel good, a religion that begins with the fallen free will of man, and where God is not glorified. When we read of the solemn words which Jesus has spoken in Matthew 24, the signs of the times, must we not be honest that they are taking place in our days? Behold, the judge standeth before the door. In the United States of America, with the last elections have still received encouragements. A president that acknowledges the Lord, also for sparing him in July. A president that speaks of God's word. A president, when he was inaugurated, made many executive orders and marvelous how biblical male and female funding for abortion also in other countries. But what do we hear of these things in our country? We have a precious national anthem which speaks of God, acknowledges God, but how is it in reality? Behold, the judge standeth before the door. And how do we live with it? Do we see it? Do we perceive it? Or are we maybe so busy and we must work hard, a responsibility and our duty? Many texts in the Bible that point to our duty. But do we perhaps resemble, we have heard in this chapter, of people that were so busy with their temporal goods, gathering riches, and there would come a time that they would have no value? When we consider the prophets of old, the psalmist, Psalm 119, 136, rivers of waters run down my eyes, because they keep not thy law. Verse 120, my flesh trembleth because of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. We read in Jeremiah 5, verse 3, that the Lord has stricken them, but they have felt no pain. And the prophet Isaiah in chapter 1, verse 5, why should they be stricken anymore? Jeremiah, oh, he has cried out to the children of Judah in Jeremiah 22, verse 29, O earth, 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 hear the word of the God, of the Lord. And then we may change the title, earth. O Canada, O Canada, Canada, hear ye the word of the Lord. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. And what do we now need? What a privilege the late Reverend A.S. Gupp. He has stated in his time that there was a people concerning the judgments that it could not be prayed off, but bowing under the judgments where the Lord is just in the punishment of the inhabitants of the earth. And let us be honest, include myself in this afternoon hour. Where are the Nehemiahs? As I read in chapter 1, when Ananias has come concerning the condition of the walls of Jerusalem, that he has wept, prayed unto his God. We read of Ezra, that godly scribe, in Ezra 9, oh, a prayer day, sat astonished because of the sins of his people. No, he did not stand above them. He said, our iniquities until the evening sacrifice. And in that evening sacrifice, he received opening at the throne of grace. Where are the Daniels? Daniel 9. Where a Daniel has come before his God with a profound impression of the sins of his people, which he has owned. Righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces. Behold, the judge standeth before the door, shall come as a thief in the night. May we as a people yet be given to bow our knees. Oh, we need to be reconciled with the judge, law and gospel may still be proclaimed. Must take place here in the time. Must take place soon. May the urgency be felt. Let us first sing. Psalter 16, the stanzas 7, 8, and 9. The sins of the nations their ruin have wrought. Their own evil doing destruction has brought. Is this the Lord's justice eternally stands, that sinners are snared in the work of their hands? And what follows, Psalter 16, 7, 8, and 9.
Thank you.
behold, the judge standeth before the door. The supreme judge, the all-seeing judge. And now thirdly, the long-suffering judge. We read in Revelation 8, verse 1, before the opening of the seventh seal, that there was 1.5 hour of silence. Sometime happens, boys and girls, before there comes a great storm, that before it comes, that there is a quietness, a stillness, that the birds even become quiet. And then the storm comes. And now we read in our text that the judge standeth before the door. He has not yet appeared, but it shall soon be. And that points that the judge is very long-suffering. When we read the sermons of former times, and when those ministers, they have warned of the sins of the time, and that the Lord was coming with his judgments. If those ministers, if they could come back, if they would, it's not possible. But if they would come back for a day and see and hear how that iniquity abounds as never before, then how astonished they would be that the judgments have not come upon our country. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. That also implies, I read in Isaiah 30, verse 18, that the Lord waits to be gracious, waiting, personal, family, church, and country, whether they may yet be a returning, or whether there are yet a few sires outside the door, knocking, begging the Lord that he may yet grant repentance, that the judgments may yet be postponed. Have we become such a knocker, such a beggar, personally? 'Tis so needful that I become the guilty one, given to confess the many sins. Oh, what examples we have in the Bible. A Jeremiah in Jeremiah 14, the verses 7 through 9, O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do it for thy own name's sake. But can we still plead upon it? Former days, also Canada was looked upon and considered as a Christian nation. Think of the time of the world wars. And then the inhabitants could plead, Lord, we are a Christian nation. Tis thy honor, thy cause. Wilt thou stand up for thy name's sake? But that we can no longer plead upon, O Jeremiah, O Lord, be not a stranger in the land, a man astonished that cannot save. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. May the Lord grant in these serious and solemn times, by the work of the Spirit, that there may be many a boy and girl, youth, older ones, that may be given to knock and beg for mercies under all the privileges where we can still so freely come up to God's house. It is the general way of the judge that he first sends lesser judgments upon a people before greater judgments. We read in Amos 4 of those lesser judgments. And then each time the Lord has declared, yet ye have not returned unto me. And then in verse 12, therefore, prepare to meet thy God. 5 years ago, what time was that? Or have we forgotten all about it? That the earth came to a standstill because of COVID. Has it been profitable for our never dying soul? Behold, the judge standeth before the door, still long suffering, still of time to turn. But in this past week, our nation has sent a clear message. No desire to return to the Lord and to his word. I read in Jeremiah 2 verse 13, my people have committed two evils, forsaken me, the cistern of living waters, and hewn out broken cisterns. Cisterns that can hold no water. When we consider our country, spiritually, morally, also financially, do not have to go to business college to understand that it cannot continue. Woe unto us that we have sinned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door, and that implies that when there is no turning, no repentance, that the door shall go open, and the judge shall appear, and he shall speak, and the judge has everything at his disposal. Nature, wind, hail, earthquakes, also many officers in the animal kingdom. When we think of the scripture, they were usually little animals. The true boys and girls, you know it. That 42 children who mocked the prophet of the Lord, the Lord has sent to bears, and they were killed. We read in the land of the Samaritans that there were lions, but usually little creatures. Think of the plagues, frogs, lice, flying insects, with pestilences, plagues, such little creatures, viruses, that we cannot even see them. And what a destruction. Behold, the judge standeth at the door. When we read the book of Revelation, the warfare between the two kingdoms has been pronounced already in the mother promise in Genesis 3 verse 15. Then it shall not be so much between the poor and the rich, but then it shall be against the church of God. And in Revelation 13, when we have not the mark of the beast upon our right hand or forehead, shall become difficult, if not impossible, to be upon the earth. The Lord hitherto makes a difference. And Paul asked to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7, and who maketh thee to differ? When we hear upon the face of the earth wars, civil wars, earthquakes, and much destruction, do we then be wonder the long suffering of the Lord? Lord, why may we still live in a country of peace? Still freely today go up to God's house, but let us not turn a blind eye to it. There's already persecution in our country. Those in prison for the testimony of Jesus Christ, I could mention many examples. In Ontario, a 14-year-old student, in a speech has spoken of two genders, male and female, expelled, went to court, and they sided with the school board. Many employees have been fired, laid off, because of the scripture. Many school board members fired, different places, because of the upholding of biblical truths. Then we see the writing on the wall. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Let us yet mention the text out of 1 Peter 4 verse 17, that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Oh, when there are still a few sires, given sires, in the church, then the judgments may still be postponed. Why does the judgment now begin at God's house? The first place, too few corks for the land to keep it afloat. In the second place, too few prayers. In the third place, that the salt has lost its flavor. And also, as a church, are we not too introvert? Is there enough concern concerning our community and fellow travelers? Also, the calling of men to be politically involved. The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, when the church becomes so world conformed, taken up in the things of the world. Then when the Lord comes with his judgments, the church shall have to confess that the Lord is just. Young and old, who shall live when the Lord doeth these things? When the judge, as we read in Revelations, the seals are broken, the trumpets sound, the vials poured out, then there comes a time that for a nation becomes too late to turn the judgments away. Think of the children of Judah. They thought that the Lord would never allow his beautiful temple to be burnt up. Many prayers must have been sent up. It was too late. Think of the world wars. What a suffering and what a death. What a prayers were sent up, but it was too late. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Are we prepared to meet our judge? The necessity, oh, to be reconciled, and therefore young and old. Oh, bow your knees often, boys and girls. Ask the Lord for a new heart. Because for us people, it's true, the Lord also sends his judgments as a chariot to carry us people into heaven to be eternally delivered. Young people, have we made the good choice of a Ruth cast in our lot with the true people of God? Have we learned that the judge is angry with the wicked every day, as they read in Psalm 7, verse 11? But may I ask you, have you learned to love the judge? Of course, different knowledge. Think of John 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Middle-aged and older ones, have we been born again? Have we learned that we have no continuing city, that we are coming closer to the end? Have we learned what Jesus has spoken to Martha? Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. May it please the Almighty God, the God of all grace, that we and our children may be given to see the signs of the times, to see the dark clouds coming, to hear the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and to receive that place at the feet of the judge with the confession of our sins and iniquity. And the judge, it is written in God's word, he is gracious unto them that seek him. Let us close with Psalm 2, verse 12. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that trust in him. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard it out of thy holy word that the judge standeth before the door. Wilt thou use it by thy Spirit, that we and our children may be given to hasten for our life's sake, to become jealous of the portion of the true people of God, where thy dear Son has purchased them for body and for soul? Wilt thou graciously watch over us in the furtherance of this day? Help fathers and mothers to speak to their children. We may commence another week. Keep us from harm and danger, from an unexpected, but above all, from an unprepared death. Keep from sin and temptation. Make us more a praying people. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 123, their collections. 123, let us sing 1 and 2, and if necessary for the collections, the third. 223. Wherever as creatures gathered, the unseen God is near. Let rulers fear their ruler, their judge let judges fear, and what follows. 223, 1 and 2, and if necessary, also the third. the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.